Is Google using Mobilegeddon to scare website owners into bad decisions?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. This article originally appeared on MarketingLand on June 26, 2015. You'll find charts, graphs, and examples from this column at MarketingLand. www.marketingland.com. We aren't worrying about our mobile traffic right now. This is what we've heard from many, if not most, of our website optimization clients over the past 3 years. Businesses are just getting their heads around their big screen websites. Mobile traffic is often small by comparison, and it converts terribly, often at a half or a third of the conversion rate of the desktop site. This decision may be short-sighted, though. Mobile traffic is likely one of your fastest growing segments. Have you done the calculations to see how quickly your mobile traffic is growing? There's a graph in the article that shows a red dotted line representing the percentage of mobile traffic visits for a site, and it's growing quite quickly from about 12% to over 24%. Would you be surprised to learn that 90% of the customers of this site are over the age of 60? This website isn't serving youngsters, and yet mobile traffic volume has tripled in 1 year, now making up a quarter of all their visits. We weren't surprised. We have more than one client now that has a higher conversion rate for mobile visitors than for desktop visitors. Mobile is a force to be reckoned with, and apparently Google agrees. In April of 2015, Google bullied us all into paying attention to our mobile web strategy with its Mobilegeddon algorithm change. This change will no doubt fuel one of the biggest website redesign trends the web has seen. Google's Webmaster Mobile Guide recommends responsive web design, or RWD. To quote, "One of the benefits of RWD is that you'll only need to maintain one version of your site instead of two, i.e., you won't need to maintain the desktop site at www.example.com and the mobile version at m.example.com." End quote. Now, if businesses take Google's threat and advice seriously, will we have a better World Wide Web? Our experience says no. We don't do website design, so we don't have a dog in the hunt for redesigns. Here's why we think Google may be doing businesses a disservice with its Mobilegeddon recommendations. First of all, redesigns are dangerous. Those businesses who are moving to a responsive website in order to improve their mobile experience may be doing so at the expense of their big screen desktop visitors. No matter how bad you think your current site might be, a redesign is as likely to reduce your conversion rate and revenue per visit as it is to improve it. There are a number of examples of big-name redesign disasters, including FinishLine.com and Marks & Spencer. So if you're redesigning a perfectly good desktop site in order to make your mobile site easier to maintain, you may be shooting Paul to prop up Peter. There are really only two good reasons to redesign. One, your content management system or shopping cart aren't letting you achieve your online goals. Or two, you are rebranding your company and products. If your backend just won't support a mobile site, then yes, you should consider redesigning. Otherwise, you should consider developing a mobile site with mobile visitors in mind. But is RWD, responsive web design, really the way to go? Well, responsive designs make bad decisions for you. Mobile visitors expect a mobile experience. Responsive sites provide a smaller version of the desktop experience. For those of you not familiar with the distinction between a responsive web design and an adaptive mobile site, I'll offer a brief explanation. A responsive website grows and shrinks based primarily on the size of the browser window through which the site is being seen. The same content is being displayed on a 320 by 568 pixel iPhone screen as is being presented to visitors coming on their 1920 by 1080 desktop monitor, and everything in between. So the template has to make a few decisions along the way in order to make all of this work. This is primarily accomplished by shrinking some elements, such as pictures and images. Selected elements found on the desktop can be hidden from the small screen visitors. they take up too much space. Buttons may grow in size to make them easier to thumb. Now, an adaptive mobile site is built on a unique template different from the desktop site. These two sites might look similar, and they might read from the same content databases, but an adaptive site has to be designed and managed separately. It doesn't change with the big screen desktop site. The responsive design holds forth the illusion that a business is getting two sites for the price of one. But the responsive template often makes bad decisions. Such decisions cannot be anticipated, and many are introduced when new features are added to the site. Many of these bad decisions will cost you customers, leads, and sales. One example is broken layouts. When choices are left to the whim of a template, things break. Tables, forms, buttons, and headlines are all potential breaking points. Some elements break on really small screens. Some break only on the bigger screens, like tablets. These breaks will reduce your conversions and revenue. The unclosable popover. Popovers have become a staple of blogs, online publications, and business sites. What will your responsive template do with the popovers you add to your site? Often nothing. When a popover appears on a small screen device, care must be taken that the dialog box scales with the template. Otherwise, the little X needed to close it falls outside of the screen. Popovers typically foil scrolling until they have been closed or the visitor gives them what they want. So there's really nothing to do but leave. The never-ending map. Maps are particularly important to mobile users because the word mobile translates into lost in at least three languages. The desktop experience primarily focuses on what, how, and why. Mobile visitors add the all-important where and a little dash of how fast can I. If your responsive design handles the map on your site wrong, your mobile visitors can find themselves in a never-ending map. The map fills the screen. Swiping up, down, left, and right will move the map, but the visitor can no longer scroll the screen. This makes it impossible to do anything other than scroll and zoom around the city. Third-party tools. As third-party providers roll out new web features, we can be sure that they will confuse our responsive design. The list is long and growing. Exit intent popovers, sticky trust seals, online chat, video spokespeople, pop-up surveys, and more. Any of these can create a smudge on the screen of your visitor's mobile experience. So in short, there really is no way to get two websites for the price of one. You will ultimately have to make customizations to your responsive mobile site, just as if you were maintaining a separate MDOT site. The other issue is that responsive design is slow. The mobile web seems to be more susceptible to speed issues than the desktop is. This is a problem for responsive web designers. People are more impatient, yet less willing to wait for your hidden images to load. Last year, Internet Retailer published a study that was critical of responsive website design for e-commerce websites. With load times averaging 18.24 seconds, they came to the conclusion that responsive design was costing their e-retailers hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue. We've used our testing tools in two situations to turn a desktop page into a mobile-friendly page. We resized the elements and adjusted the layout using JavaScript. In essence, we faked a responsive website for these pages. In both cases, the responsive mobile site performed more poorly than the desktop formatted page. This was surprising to us. So there's more going on here than just layout issues. Could this be a speed issue? We test our clients' mobile sites on 3G and 4G connections to find issues related to slow load times, and you should too. So mobile must be addressed. Mobile visitors expect a mobile experience. I said it again. While most mobile websites convert at a rate much lower than the desktop, it doesn't have to be that way. With the right mobile experience, tailored to your mobile visitors, you can tap into this fast-growing segment of your traffic. Google is recommending responsive web design as a solution to your mobile shortcomings. This may be better than no mobile site for some businesses, but evidence indicates that your mobile conversion rates will suffer with this approach. Do the analysis on your web traffic and see if you can't make the case for an adaptive mobile site that is designed to give mobile visitors the mobile experience that they want, not a pre-shrunk desktop experience. We can help you find those high conversion rates on your mobile traffic as well. Call Conversion Sciences at www.conversionsciences.com. Request a free consultation and we'll take you through our step-by-step process to help you understand what the potential is for your website, both your desktop site and your mobile site. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. Thank you so much for listening.